පසුගියද අවසන් වූ 2023 ලෝක කුසලාන ක්‍රිකට් තරගාවලියේදී ඉන්දිය කණ්ඩායම පරාජයට පත් කරමින් ලෝක කුසලානය හිමිකර ගැනීමට ඔස්ට්‍රේලියාව සමත් වුණා. මීට පෙර 1987, 1999, 2003, 2007 සහ 2015 යන වසරවලදීත් ඔස්ට්‍රේලියාව ලෝක කුසලානය හිමිකර ගැනීමට සමත් වූ අතර මෙය ඔස්ට්‍රේලියාව ලෝක කුසලානයකට හිමිකම් කියූ 6 වන වතාවයි. මෙම තරගාවලියෙන් අනතුරුව ජයග්‍රාහී ඔස්ට්‍රේලියානු කණ්ඩායමේ ක්‍රීඩකයින් පසුගියදා ඔස්ට්‍රේලියාවට නැවත පැමිණීම සිදු වුණා. ඔස්ට්‍රේලියානු ක්‍රිකට් කණ්ඩායම මාස 6ක පමණ කාලයක් පුරා එංගලන්තයේ සහ ඉන්දියාවේ දිගු සංචාරයක නිරත වීමෙන් අනතුරුව මෙලෙස යළි ඔස්ට්‍රේලියාවට පැමිණ තිබෙනවා. මෙහිදී සිඩ්නි වෙත පැමිණි ඔස්ට්‍රේලියානු කණ්ඩායම් නායක පැට් කමින්ස් මාධ්‍ය වෙත කියා සිටියේ මෙම ලෝක කුසලාන ජයග්‍රහණයත් සමග තමන් නායකත්වය දුන් ඔස්ට්‍රේලියානු ක්‍රිකට් කණ්ඩායම ඉතිහාසයට එක්වනු ඇති බවයි. එමෙන්ම ඔස්ට්‍රේලියානු ක්‍රිකට් නායක පැට් කමින්ස් තවදුරටත් කියා සිටියේ ලෝක කුසලානයක් යනු සෑම වසර 4කටම වරක් ලැබෙන එක අවස්ථාවක් පමණක් වන අතර විශේෂයෙන් ඉන්දියාව වැනි රටවල ක්‍රීඩා කිරීම ඉතා දුෂ්කර වන බවයි. කෙසේ නමුත් මෙම තරගාවලියට පෙර ඔස්ට්‍රේලියානු කණ්ඩායම ඉන්දියාවේ එක්දින ක්‍රිකට් තරඟ ක්‍රීඩා කළ අතර එවැනි තරඟවලදී ජයග්‍රහණය කරා යාම අභියෝගාත්මක වූ බවත් ඔහු පැවසුවා. කෙසේ නමුත් මෙවැනි අභියෝගාත්මක පරිසරයක් තුළදීත් ලෝක කුසලානය ජයග්‍රහණය කිරීම සම්බන්ධයෙන් කණ්ඩායමක් වශයෙන් තෘප්තිමත් වන බවත් නායකවරයා මෙහිදී වැඩිදුරටත් සඳහන් කොට සිටියා.
Really proud. It's been a big year. I feel like we've spent more time. We've spent about 6 months on the road, basically, and to top it off with this, it's been amazing. And I guess as captain, there's always things you do that sometimes don't pay off, and sometimes they do pay off. And I was pretty pumped to obviously win the other day. But career highlight, captaincy aside, just as a player playing with these boys. Doesn't get any better than that. I think they've created their own legacy. I mean, a World Cup, you only get one chance every 4 years. Especially playing somewhere like India, it's hard. So to be pitted up against the rest of the world and come away with the medal, doesn't get any better than that. And then adding to that an away Ashes series, a World Test Championship, we couldn't have planned for much better. So pretty satisfied group.
ඔස්ට්‍රේලියානු ක්‍රිකට් කණ්ඩායමේ නායක පැට් කමින්ස් සහ වේග පන්දු යමන ක්‍රීඩක ජොෂ් හේසල්වුඩ් බදාදා උදෑසන සිඩ්නි ගුවන්තොටුපළ වෙත ළඟා වුණු අතර කණ්ඩායමේ ප්‍රධාන පුහුණුකරු ඇන්ඩ්‍රූ මැක්ඩොනල්ඩ් සහ තුන් ඉරියව් ක්‍රීඩක මිචෙල් මාෂ් මෙල්බර්න් ගුවන්තොටුපළ වෙත පැමිණ තිබෙනවා. එමෙන්ම ක්‍රීඩක මානස් ලබුෂන් බ්‍රිස්බේන් වෙත පියාසර කර තිබෙනවා. ඉදිරියේදී පැවැත්වෙන 2020 තරගාවලියට සහභාගී වීම සඳහා ඔස්ට්‍රේලියානු සංචිතයේ සාමාජිකයින් 7 දෙනෙකු තවමත් ඉන්දියාවේ රැඳි සිටිනවා. සෙසු ක්‍රීඩකින් පිරිස ඔසි සම ඔෆ් ක්‍රිකට් තරගාවලි සඳහා සූදානම් වීමට නැවත මෙලෙස ඔස්ට්‍රේලියාවට පැමිණීම සිදු වුණා. ඔස්ට්‍රේලියානු ක්‍රිකට් කණ්ඩායම මෙවර වසර මුලදී මාස 2ක් පමණ කාලයක් ඉන්දියාවේ ටෙස්ට් තරගමාලාවක් සඳහා සහභාගී වූ අතර ලෝක කුසලානයට පෙර කෙටි විවේකයක් සමග අලුමඳුන තරගාවලිය සඳහා තවත් මාස 2ක කාලයක් එංගලන්තයේ සංචාරයක නිරත වුණා. මේ අනුව මේ වසරේදී ඔස්ට්‍රේලියාව ටෙස්ට් ලෝක ශූරතා ජයග්‍රහණයක් සහ එක්දින ලෝක කුසලතා ජයග්‍රහණයක් අත්කර ගැනීමට සමත්ව තිබෙනවා. මේ ඔස්ට්‍රේලියානු කණ්ඩායමේ නායක පැට් කමින්ස් ඔස්ට්‍රේලියානු මාධ්‍ය වෙත දැක්වූ අදහස්.
Pat, you've had a few hours to process what you've achieved. Has it sunk in even further?
I just keep every half an hour or so, you kind of remember that we've won the World Cup and get excited all over again. So we're still buzzing. It's been an awesome couple of days and I think we'll be smiling for a fair while.
Paddy, I know you're it's always a team personal life, but for you personally, the Ashes this year, to get the team to come to an end of the year after a couple of games in, the performance in the finals being called one of the greatest captains in performances in the last few years. How proud are you of what you've achieved as captain?
Yeah, really proud. It's been a big year. I feel like we've spent more time, we've spent about 6 months on the road basically, and to top it off with this, it's been amazing. And I guess as captain, there's always things you do that sometimes don't pay off and sometimes they do pay off. And I was pretty pumped to obviously win the other day. But career highlight, captaincy aside, just as a player playing with these boys, doesn't get any better than that.
When you left Pat at the start of the year, you had 4 big assignments lined up one after the other. You've come back with 3 out of 4 pieces of silverware. Do you feel you've created that legacy for this team, or this team has created themselves a legacy?
Yeah, I think they've created their own legacy. I mean, a World Cup, you only get one chance every 4 years. Especially playing somewhere like India, it's hard. So to be pitted up against the rest of the world and come away with the medal, that's doesn't get any better than that. And then adding to that an away Ashes series, a World Test Championship, yeah, we couldn't have planned for much better. So pretty satisfied group.
Josh, especially
in your replaying in India, did you think you were on odds of going away?
Yeah, to be honest, it almost became a sudden death, really. We thought we pretty much had to be flawless from there on in to make the semis, and we pretty much were. We started to find ways to win, even when we weren't having our best day. But even before the tournament, we knew playing ODI cricket in India, it's a pretty tough assignment. So just to make the semis, we were pretty pumped, and then obviously keen to go a bit further.
After that first loss, Manas said, "This I remember, it was quite prophetic. He said, this is not the end, this is just the beginning." And did you guys actually believe that the whole way through?
Or we never just listened to Manas at all. there's so many great quotes, I think, throughout the tournament. You know, even when Mitchie Marsh had to go home, he said, "I'll be back to win that cup in a couple of weeks." There's lots of those little moments that you look back on now that we've won and you think, wow, everything came together. But you know, the belief never left, even at the start. We knew we hadn't played our best, but kind of knew once we clicked, we'll take on anyone, and prove to be the case.
That he captained in the final, and what went through your mind when he said, "Well, we'll have a bowl first"?
We make him look pretty good, don't we? I think it was definitely the right decision. I think, I think the wicket was obviously quite dry, not much grass. We thought the dew was going to come into play later in the night, so all those things sort of went to plan. Probably not the first five or six overs, but we knew they were going to come out hard, and that was probably going to be the easiest time to bat as well for them. So just stuck to our guns, and everything went well.
Josh, considering you didn't get a chance to be part of that 2019 squad, how special was it coming back to this team and winning it this year?
Two for two. I think, as Paddy said, World Cups are every 4 years. It's pretty special. The last few months seemed to go pretty quickly. It's a bit of a blur as well. Put ourselves in a tough situation there early, and then I think it brought the best down and just pushed us into a corner, and away we went. So it's a pretty satisfying win.
We've seen Davey come out and say he wants to go on for one more. We've seen both of you guys go around for another 4 years.
Where's the next one? I'm not sure. The next World Cup. South Africa. That might suit us,
yeah.
4 years. 4 years is a long time, so we'll see.
How'd Hedy pull up? I wonder. He's been delivering on Instagram for us for a couple of days.
He hasn't pulled up.
I think it's far too early, so.
Josh,
look forward to seeing him play tomorrow.
Josh, have you been told that the three quicks would play such a key role in winning a World Cup in India in the semi-final or final? Could you have seen it playing out that way?
Not probably exactly how it played out. I think we got a little bit lucky with Calcutta. The conditions got put in the bowl, and the nice wicket to bowl on. But I think we knew we were going to play a part. How big a role that was going to be was sort of determined by every conditions was sort of different every game. So obviously Zan played his part to perfection, and Maxi and Hedy and Marshy chipping in, Stoyney. So we just do our roles, and we know what we're doing out there, so just stick to it.
Have you ever heard anything like when Pat got
them
out, the sound of silence?
Yeah, I couldn't quite hear anything.
Last one, guys. How do you, I guess this is the year you've been looking at for so long, the tour of India and Ashes in England and World Cup too. Like, I know you always want to, do well here at Pumba at the summit, but what's the next big major goal for this team?
Honestly, I've not thought any further than this, so we'll save this for a long time. I'm sure the stories will keep rolling on for a while, and home summer's always huge, so we've got a couple of weeks to regroup and we'll get together in Perth. The majority of the ODI teams are the same as the test team, so it'd be good to go and see everyone again in a couple of weeks, but we'll keep saving this for a little while, I reckon.
Thanks, guys. Congratulations.
ඔස්ට්‍රේලියාව හා සම්බන්ධ මෙවැනි වූ නවතම තොරතුරු දැනගැනීමට www.sbs.com.au/sinhala අපගේ SBS සිංහල වෙබ් අඩවියට පිවිසෙන්න. SBS. 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 SBS.